This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Bob Zapian is the co-owner of the collectibles auction site, GreenJacketAuctions.com. There's an auction in progress right now. Always a pleasure to welcome Bob Zapian back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Bob.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
I'm good. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Had a great Thanksgiving. Got filled up and took a nice nap, like pretty much like everybody does.
It has become, through the years, my favorite holiday.
You like to eat, huh?
Well, I like that there's no gift pressure. I like that it's just the gathering, thanking, the food, but that's it. I like that.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. And you got family,
yeah.
And you got the next day off, and, you know, it's relaxing.
Let's talk about the auction that is up right now. In the spirit of full disclosure, Bob, I have a couple of bids on a couple of items right now. But
uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh? But they're uh-oh. But they're.
Did you get permission to do this?
Yeah, I absolution, always easier to get. There doesn't, though, Bob, seem to me to be any sort of theme to this auction. A wide variety of items. Is that kind of normal for the auction that takes place this time of the year?
You know, it kind of does. We since 99% of our items come from consigners, a lot of them have preconceived notions that, you know, I'm going to save my Masters stuff till we do our auction around Masters time in April, or, you know, Ryder Cup items, we're going to do that in the summer auction. And this is kind of, you know, everybody sends us stuff. A lot of people are looking for, you know, their Christmas spending money, and, you know, we get a wide range. It actually covers the full gamut, like you said. You know, we have pretty much a little bit of everything.
That's what I'm doing. I'm using my Christmas spending money. Now, one of the more interesting items you've got in this auction, the medal that Roberto DiVincenzo got for the 1968 Masters. Tell the listener a little bit about this item.
Well, that was actually the first thing I was going to talk to you about, but since you brought it up, this is, I mean, we're really, really excited about this. In my opinion, it's got to be the single most important second place medal in golf history. I mean, everybody's familiar with the Masters of 1968, where Roberto DiVincenzo signed an incorrect scorecard. And because of that, he did not end up winning the tournament. It ended up going to Bob Golby, and he took second place. And I guess his famous words after that is, you know, I'm such a stupid.
Yep.
I believe that this is the only time ever that somebody lost out on winning because of signing the wrong scorecard in a major.
Yeah, especially here. I'm going to ask you this question a couple of times as we discuss this, because I find this fascinating. Did you know this was out there? Did this come to you surprisingly?
Well, I've known about where the medal was for about 5 years now. You know, most of the time we figure that the players have their own medals.
Mm-hmm.
This medal came from a gentleman who was very good friends with Roberto, and Roberto had, given him a lot of stuff, you know, some trophies and this medal and a lot of things throughout his career. And the gentleman who consigned it was wrestling for years and years whether to sell any of this stuff. And He decided, you know, this might be a good time where actually it's the 50th anniversary of that Masters tournament. And, you know, again, we've received a lot of publicity, a lot of interest. I get calls about this medal every single day. And in my opinion, I mean, I think it's more important than a lot of gold medals. I mean, if you put it up even in an auction against Bob Golby's gold medal from the same year, I think this one outsells it.
Well, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny if you want it. The bid started, I believe, at 10, and it's gone well above that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I believe it's right around 13,000 now.
Okay.
Bantering back and forth, with the consigner and my partner and collectors who've called, and we've received calls from all over the world about this piece. And I don't like to throw out a price. I like to hear what other people say. And, you know, we've got people saying that they wouldn't be surprised if it hits $50,000.
Oh, wow. We're talking with Bob Zapian from greenjacketauctions.com here on the Augusta Golf Show. There is an auction in progress right now, and it's in progress through next Saturday. You also have an Emmy this time, don't you? Well, I mean, you don't have an Emmy, but there's an Emmy up for auction.
Absolutely. And this is very cool. This is an Emmy that was awarded to CBS for coverage of the Masters tournament in 1981. So it's got a tie-in, you know, for the Masters, for golf, CBS. It's an Emmy. You know, very rarely do you see any Emmys, Oscars, things like that coming up for sale. And, you know, so golf collectors are able to, you know, collect something like this and you know, from the greatest tournament, you know, the Masters tournament. And, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, the actors and actresses win them for soap operas and things like that. But
for soap
operas.
For soap operas. That's where when you're home watching your stories? Is that what
Not me.
Okay.
I've heard these things.
I think the Emmy's really cool. Now, I don't want to burst your bubble, Bob, but neither the medal nor the Emmy is what I'm bidding on. I know you'll be disappointed to hear that.
I'm sure something near, you're bidding on something that's near and dear to you.
That's true. And I think it's important to always mention, we're talking about high-end items, it's always important to mention they're like 800 plus items in this auction. So there's something for everybody at every price.
There is. That's the great thing. And we've never deviated from when we started 12 years ago. If you're a collector just starting out, we have items in there that you'll be able to get for $50. So the guy who's trying to get, say, a signed flag or a photograph for his man cave, we got something for you. If you want to spend $100,000 or $75,000, we got a Tiger Woods used putter. So we do have something literally for every price range and every type of collector, whether you collect autographs, golf clubs, golf balls, trophies, medals, Masters tickets, programs, pretty much anything, and all those things at different price levels.
I was struck by the fact you've got some signed flags from the Ryder Cup, from the 2018 Ryder Cup. I think that ended yesterday. You've got signed flags already.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool because we have a lot of consigners that, you know, I call them, you know, runners or, you know, autograph hounds that go to the tournaments and they meet up with the golfers. And, you know, I used to do this when I was a kid and you know, I collected baseball players and football players and golfers. And I will tell you that golfers, right across the board, you won't find better gentlemen, better fan-friendly athletes than golfers. And they're more than happy to sign all this stuff for these collectors. And they go out, they get the stuff signed, and they put it in our auction. And they try to beat each other out who can be the first one with the latest thing. You know, somebody wins, you know, the British Open. We got an auction, you know, 3-4 weeks later. They're all calling me. They want to get that latest, you know, British Open winner signed flag in our auction. So we do get stuff from current players, on a regular basis.
If you're interested in this, again, go to the site, greenjacketauctions.com, register yourself, get yourself signed up so that you can bid on these things. Because as Bob mentioned, a variety of things at a variety of prices. Now, before I let you go, I'd never noticed this about you before, Bob. Say the word tournament for me.
Oh, boy. You're picking up my New Jersey accent?
Just say the word, please.
Tournament.
That's not how you said it, but okay.
Oh, wait. Tournament?
No, no. If you're going to you're going to be on this show down here, you have to tuna. It's tuna mint. Tuna.
Really?
Yeah, if you're going to be on the show here in Augusta and in other places in the South, tuna mint. Let me hear you say tuna. Tuna mint.
See here, tuna.
Just let me hear you
on a sandwich, but we never put mint on it.
Yes,
know?
I go ahead and say it for me, Bob.
The Masters tuna mint.
That's not bad. That's not bad. He is Bob Zafian from greenjacketauctions.com. Have a great rest of the auction, Bob. Have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for doing this, and we will talk again.
John, you too. Best wishes to everybody out there, and have a great holiday.